We know the great toll the coronavirus pandemic has had on our collective public health, and it's not over. While vaccines provide hope for getting it under control and at very least manageable, there is no vaccine for the impact the pandemic has had on personal finances and the overall economy. Businesses and nonprofits alike are struggling, and in fact, many are having a hard time holding on. That would include many of the environmental nonprofits in Michigan. This is 89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment, and I'm David Fair. Joining us by phone today is Donna Murray Brown. Donna is president and CEO of the Michigan Nonprofit Association, and thank you so much for making time for us, Donna. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
From the very broad perspective, just how difficult a financial year has it been across the nonprofit spectrum in Michigan?
Yes, it's been extremely challenging. It was no way to predict how the pandemic was going to impact nonprofits who are already really trying to solve some very challenging problems in our community. So this hit the nonprofit sector pretty hard financially. However, many of them have been able to retool, and one of the opportunities was through the CARES Act and the Paycheck Protection Program that came early on in April. So they've made it through the year, but it's what's happening on the horizon that many of them are concerned about.
Yeah, some say that was a Band-Aid on a gaping wound, right?
Yes, absolutely.
We've seen so many businesses have to close their doors permanently this year. Has it been as bad for nonprofits?
Not at this point. Generally speaking, nonprofits, because of the Paycheck Protection Program, because they were able to retool quickly around some of their major fundraising events and engagements that were typically in person, they did those virtually. And because their foundation partners were generous to be more flexible with their grants to use them for operations and to maybe retool them in a way that was more useful to get through this period of time, they're faring okay. But they are also concerned to understand what's going to happen in the future. And that's kind of where their heads are at this point in time.
With personal finances impacted as they've been, and we've already noted the struggles in the corporate and small business world, what has been the general trend through 2020 for giving?
Well, giving has gone down for some nonprofits are reporting that their individual donations that they typically receive are down around 30, in some cases 40%. So this is a huge impact for nonprofit organizations as they depend on individual donations to really support the great work that they're doing. So this has really created opportunities for nonprofits to reimagine how they capture the hearts and minds, but then also how to keep the consistency with those donations coming in into 2021.
Our Issues of the Environment conversation with Donna Murray Brown continues on 89.1 WEMU. Donna is the president and CEO of the Michigan Nonprofit Association. Ann Arbor and Greater Washtenaw County, it's a hotspot for environmental organizations. From the Ecology Center to the Huron River Watershed Council, the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, the Great Lakes Regional Center, and many, many more. Has there been any delineation work done to determine if the environmental sector of the nonprofit world is doing better or worse than overall average?
You know, what's interesting is that I think what comes to mind, especially in the wake of a crisis, is more of those basic needs like utility and food and health care. And so certainly those are challenges. But what often has happened are the organizations that are working around environmental justice and environmental issues has not necessarily been top of mind. And so they are experiencing the impact of the personal finance of people going through the pandemic, not necessarily translating to donations to these organizations that they once had before. And so calling attention to the great work that they do is something that we at Michigan Nonprofit Association, we're dedicated to, because they're doing some really great work and working with the intersection between environmental degradation and the detrimental effects that it's had on human health and race and poverty. So these are important issues as well, but may not necessarily, because of basic needs, be something that's top of mind.
So I want to take a little deeper dive into something you touched on a little earlier. How significant a problem has it been for the inability of many nonprofits to have those in-person gatherings, fundraisers, and engagement opportunities with stakeholders and potential donors?
That has been something, the in-person engagement has been something that a lot of nonprofits have leveraged as opportunities to really resource their work. And not having those has been something that for some was very devastating. And for others, what they've decided to do is to think about how they could still connect deeply with their donors and through virtual engagements that mimic some of the engagements that they did as, on an annual basis on the, for their annual fundraisers. So in some cases, these virtual engagements have really worked for nonprofit organizations, but for some, that they haven't. And so they have been really counting on the opportunities like Giving Tuesday and other ways to draw attention to their work through marketing and social media to really be able to amass a lot of the resources that they that were tied into their annual engagements that they counted on every year.
With that in mind, Donna, are we now learning some lessons then about expanding how connections are made that could carry forward beyond the pandemic?
I think we are learning about new ways to connect with our donors and with the community, and that while in person is always a wonderful opportunity for people to connect deeply, but we also have found that there are creative ways and, quite frankly, ways that you can create intimacy through virtual engagements. And so the more creative we have been in terms of leveraging technology and doing that has been extremely helpful. And people have been very creative with this. And so there are lessons learned that we have kind of, I think, in the nonprofit sector, put a box around how we can connect with our community. And what this pandemic and this crisis that we're in has really demonstrated for us is that there are so many other ways that we can connect very deeply with people, very quickly even with individuals, that is really beginning to pan out. And I suspect will be ways that people continue permanently to add to their toolbox in reaching out to communities.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU and Issues of the Environment. We're talking with the president of the Michigan Nonprofit Association, Donna Murray Brown. The pandemic, obviously not over, and even when it is, the economic impacts it has caused will be with us for years to come. Donna, will this result in the need for more and better collaboration among nonprofits working in the same or similar sectors, a consolidation of sorts?
Yes, I think working together is something that naturally happens in a crisis. People understand that the notion of collaboration is one that we're stronger together. So I'm seeing that collaboration has been a really great tool that nonprofits have been using during the pandemic. And again, I think that those will be tools and strategies that nonprofits will continue to use in the future, because it's really around how do we provide impact in the work that we're doing. And the greater impact always comes from collaboration. And so I see that this crisis, this pandemic has offered opportunities for nonprofits to lean into the strategy of collaboration. And I think that we will see a lot of great fruit that will come out of that collaboration, where we'll see some of these wicked problems that nonprofits have been trying to solve. I think we'll see them mitigated because collaboration will be a key tool for strategies for nonprofits moving forward.
So as we sit here as individuals, potentially as family donors, what would you like us to consider when asked to respond to a call to action from a nonprofit?
You know, looking to a call to action that a nonprofit offers to community really is being able to see if that speaks to your heart and your mind in terms of your personal giving. And if it doesn't, share that information with others in your network, because there are so many causes and so many great things that nonprofits are doing, and really bringing that to attention, not only for yourself, but sharing that more broadly really helps to facilitate, I think, a stronger community. So when you hear the call from a nonprofit organization, listen, see if that speaks to you. And if not, share it broadly, because it takes all of us to be able to make for a stronger community.
And when you're sitting with your board and with members of the organization, when you peek into 2021, what do you see as the potential ramifications if we have another year like we had in 2020?
I think that some of the ramifications that we think about at the board for 2021 is recognizing that many nonprofit organizations have been able to retool in 2020 around how do they amass resources, whether it be earned revenue or whether it be grants or individual donations, and really making certain that if this protracts longer, that we really dig deep into how do we create real sustainable ways for resources to get to nonprofit organizations. And so that's going to look like being able to advocate for nonprofits with federal government programming and plans to support their work. So advocacy is going to be number one, but then also making certain that nonprofit organizations have the tools necessary to reimagine their work. And then also looking at their virtual engagements that they used before. Are there ways to retool those and really make them even better than they did before from lessons learned in 2020? So I think it's really around resource generation. It's also around advocacy and demonstrating the importance of nonprofit organizations collectively in community and making the case for people to continue to give.
Thank you so much for the time today, for sharing your perspective, and here's to a much better 2021.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That is Donna Murray Brown, President and CEO of the Michigan Nonprofit Association. For more information on today's topic, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.